People speak of their faith, I have faith. But if it's only head knowledge and not true heart experience, then it becomes ineffective for you. Anybody can say they have faith, but until it's proven through the tests that it goes through, then you really can't say you have faith.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the broadcast of Revive. This is Pastor Joey Rogers. Thanks for joining us today. It's always our pleasure to be able to bring the broadcast to you. We hope that it is a blessing to you, and you need this word right now to be able to walk in 2018 in divine favor. So this is part one from the Favor Factor series. Let's join it right now in progress.
There's an affliction sometimes that will come by those closest to you. In fact, it's a deeper hurt and a deeper pain whenever you find yourself in a place of affliction. But the problem with that whole issue that the devil kept having trouble with is that he went from the pit to the prison to the palace. And the book says that the hand of the Lord was upon Joseph wherever he went. Come on now. Favor moved with Joseph wherever he was. So your condition and your position is not always the same thing. Grace will help me in my afflictions to get out from where I am. The prodigal son was in the pig pen, but he was still the son of the father. Come on, somebody. Secondly, just because that you've had failures, I love this, doesn't mean you can't have favor. I'm just going to ask this question one time, and I hope that you'll be honest before God, lest he makes a dark lightning strike on that pew where you are. Has there anybody ever failed one time in your life? Sometimes my condition doesn't line up with my position. I failed time and time again. And what's amazing to me is that God, who loves me so much, won't leave me in the ditch. I wish I had somebody I was talking to here today. I'm talking about in my lowest moment when everybody else walked out on me, there is a God in heaven who said, I saw you when you went down, and you can't go too low that I can't pick you up again. Say amen, somebody. David was a man after God's own heart, but he failed over and over again. Satan is after you. Why? To stop you from being in the room of obedience to God and believing his word for the next thing that God wants to do in your life. What does he say to you? He tells you you're unworthy. Some of you haven't praised God in here or lifted your hand this morning because the devil was on your shoulder telling you how unworthy you were. What happened last night? What happened Friday night? What happened the night before last? You got no business sitting up in here singing those songs. I got news for you. Grace is grace and favor's favor. Ain't none of us are worthy to be in here, but the grace of God let me in. And while I'm in the room, I will bless the Lord at all times. He will receive the praise of the person who may be downcast, downtrodden, may have failed time and time again. God wants you to learn the lesson so you can rise to the level of favor. God doesn't consult your adversary about the favor he wants to put in your life. In fact, whenever you're going through something, God, if he's watched your life and seen that you're a person of integrity, will actually bring up your name in a board meeting with the devil. The Bible said that Satan happened to be up in the presence of God one day, and God said, hey, what you been doing? He said, I've been roaming around the earth. He said, well, have you considered my servant Job? It was God who brought his name up. He said, I got so much favor on him, devil. I've got so much confidence in his walk with me that I'm going to allow you to touch everything about his life except for taking his life, and I'm going to show you just what favor can do. By the time it was all over with, even after his own children had died and his wife said, you might as well backslide and curse God and die, when it was all said and done, old Job walked out of the smoke smoke in the fire with double for his trouble. I came to tell somebody, you may have gone down once, you may have gone down twice, you may have gone down five times, six times, but the Bible says a righteous man may fall seven times, but he just keeps getting back up in the favor of God. Put somebody and tell him it's favor on you. That's what it is. It's just favor. Hallelujah. I'm glad the devil doesn't ask, or God doesn't ask permission of our friends and the devil as to whether or not he can bless me. He will bless me right in the middle of everybody's face and not ask, Mother, may I? Come on, somebody. Third thing you need to get is that favor will always bring criticism. Favor will always bring criticism. Understand this. Somebody said, ooh, give me the favor. Well, then look out to be criticized. I can't talk about you, but I'll talk about me. Have a small church. They'll criticize you. What is it? Why can't you grow that church? What's wrong with you? You need this. Get a large church and watch how success will bring out criticism. How many of you know, have you ever tried to do something right and all you got was criticism? I'm talking to 10. I knew I was only preaching to 10 people here this morning. The Bible says that Joseph's life was a pattern of that inside of our lives. He said, Joseph heard his daddy say, go and find out what's going on with your brothers and bring them some cheese. Bible said when he got close enough to him that they could see him, they cried out and said, look, here comes the dreamer. Let's kill him. And the Bible says that they hated him even more for his words and his dreams. See, this is my problem. My wife tells me, but it's something about this old Genesis Joseph that keeps getting up in this Joseph here today. I tell all my stuff all the time. I tell my dreams to people that are not dreaming with me. Come on. Have you ever told your dream to people who looked at you cross-eyed and say, I don't know. That don't sound right to me. You might want to go back. Then you go back and start questioning what God told you to do. Well, I think you ought to do this. Well, I think you ought to do that. Let me tell you something. You better make up your mind who you're going to serve. And when you get a word from the Lord, you might want to keep your mouth shut because there's some haters. Joseph, they hated him for his dreams, his words, and his vision. His brothers didn't like him. His so-called friends, look, it'd be one thing if it happened one time in life, but have you ever had a repeat? A deja vu? I think that's French. If I spoke French here this day, don't anybody interpret. That's not. I'm talking about his brothers threw him in a pit. And you know, when you learn a lesson, and when you've walked through that deal, you want to say to yourself, okay, God, I got that class. Please don't let me ever have to go through that again. Is there anybody with me here? I'm talking about, God, please. Please. Capital please. Come on, somebody. Please don't let me have to go through that again. And here comes Joseph, thrown into the prison, and he thought he had him some buddies. The butler, the baker, and I might think that the candlestick maker might have been in the cell with him. He said, boys, I told you your dreams. I interpreted your dreams. They said, hey, thanks. Have you ever ministered to somebody while you needed ministering to you? Have you ever prayed for somebody and tears rolling down your face, but it wasn't tears for them, it was tears for you? Have you ever been in a place where you've been rejected by everybody and yet God keeps putting you into situations where you got to prop somebody else up and encourage somebody else in the Lord and you can't figure out why I keep getting in this place? He said, listen, all I'm asking you, I'm the keeper of the jail, but all I'm asking you is, when you get before Pharaoh, don't forget me. And you know, folks forget, don't they? They forget how you gave them a job and when they needed one, and they were screaming and saying, please, I need a job. And then when they got a little something going on, suddenly, you know, they're going to go open up. I want you to know every storefront is not a favored church. Now, I'm just telling you right now. Folks taking business ideas and stuff, going down the road to open up their business. They think they know how to resurface buildings. You know what I mean? Get down there. Next thing you know, the owner of the company is calling you back and saying, hey, you need to come down here and fix what one of your ex-employees did. Come on. I don't know. You don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in a place where he just knew that after he did this favor for them, that favor would come his way, and them jokers forgot him for years. The cupbearer was there before Pharaoh every day serving him until the time came for favor to show up in a major way. In spite of all those occasions in Joseph's life, and please look into the mirror of Joseph's life for your life. In spite of all that, God kept favoring him even in his affliction and in his trial. It's just favor. I wish I could explain it. I wish I could tell you how that I just walked into this blessing and everything I've been praying for years just opens up. All I can say is, if it had not been for the Lord who got me here, I wouldn't have survived the last trial. But he's keeping me alive for favor that is just inside the door. Somebody believes it, clap your hands right now and give him glory. Look at your neighbor and tell him, don't hate on me. If you see favor on me, it's just favor, that's all. Walking in the favor of God is not an accident. It is saying, Lord, I love you so much that I've found in you whom my soul loveth. When I read your word, I can't get enough of it. Walking in the favor of God is not my salvation experience. I'm in the door. But now it's more than me just coming to church and throwing my hands up and praising God over somebody else's blessing. I'm going to dig in the word of God and start walking in obedience to God's principles and to his word. And favor will come upon those that are obedient to his word. I don't have to beg God to do it. All I've got to do is obey him and watch what he does. Write it down. Favor is supposed to increase inside of our life. In fact, the Bible says of Jesus Christ that he increased in favor, in wisdom, and in stature with God and men. You're supposed to increase in favor. You're not supposed to just have a status quo stagnant deal going on. That's what loses life in your Christian life. I'm increasing in favor because the more I know about him, the more I trust him. And the more I trust him, the more I'll obey him. And the more I obey him, the more he shows me his favor. He shows me that he can. You know, it's a hateful thing to have to sing a song, made a way out of no way. And you haven't experienced that yet. A little caveat right here to say to you, everybody has got to go through their faith crisis before you get favor. I don't know what yours is. I've met a lot of preachers who will change churches because they don't want to go through a hard place, only to find out when they got to the next church, it was just as hard there as it was at their previous one. Why? Because God's not going to let you out of the contract. I say, God's not going to let you out of the contract. He's got a covenant with you. And what does that mean? God said, I'm going to be with you whithersoever thou goest. If you're on the mountain, I'm there. If you're in the valley of the shadow of death, don't fear. I am with you. God said, it makes no difference. I don't worry about it. And he don't worry about whether or not the Hittites and the Hivites are in the promised land. He just said, I've got favor on you and blessing on you. Reach in there and possess the land. It's already yours.
You've been hearing an excerpt from part one of the Favor Factor series. I believe it will be a blessing to you, and I want to encourage you to get it right now on CD or DVD. Today's message, part one, Walking in Divine Favor. And you can do that at paceassembly.org or call 850-202-3100. Thanks for joining us for the program today. We'll look forward to being back with you again. And until then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.